don't want to keep everyone waiting, so. All right. So over to Ginny.
Well, yesterday was a really important day. It was Bruce and Eunice's anniversary, and it was Bruce's birthday. So guess what we're going to do now? I don't know how you sing happy anniversary, so should we just do the birthday one?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bruce. Happy birthday to you.
And Rich is just going to do the one that he used to do, right? And we're going to learn it. Go on.
Happy birthday to you. But one will not do.
Amen. You know that one, G. Yeah. So there we are. Oh, Rita. Well, I think. Congratulations and celebrations. Yes, that was for you, Eunice. Just get on with it. Oh, isn't it good to come and praise the Lord? And this morning, the first two songs, we're looking at how he's our Father. And then the second song is looking at how he's our friend. And he's so many things to us. He cares about us so much. So we're going to start the morning. I'll just pray before we start. Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you that we can celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. And Lord, thank you from what Richard sung, that you remind us we have a celebration of the day we came to know you as our Savior. And Lord, we are so blessed to come here and praise your holy name. So thank you, Jesus, for this family. Thank you that you are our Father and that you've adopted us into your family. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Praises forevermore. I will
to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Thank you, dear Lord, for your wonderful love. And we thank you for the prophet Isaiah and the challenge that he gave about acknowledging how great you are and how we can trust you to take care of us. May all your true disciples today accept the challenge of sharing your love with those who do not know you or who have rejected the invitation to follow you. Also, as your disciples, may we be faithful in serving you. We bring to you this morning those who are sick, those who are housebound, those who are homeless, those that are lonely, and all people with special needs. We also remember especially April. Must have been a great disappointment for her, Lord, having her operation postponed. But pray, Lord, that you'll be with her and that eventually a successful operation will take place. We thank you, Lord, and pray for David, and we pray, Lord, that he will be able to cope with the recovery from the cancer, be all that he needs. We pray for Stuart. Oh, Lord, it's a very difficult time for Stuart, and we do ask that you would be his healer. We pray that you would bring him home soon. We pray for Nicole. We thank you for the improvement that has been there. We pray for John and for Margaret and ask, Lord, as they cannot come out, that you will keep them safe and be their companions in the home. And Lord, we ask that you would keep us all safe and that you would give to us that wonderful peace that we know and which passes all understanding. And yet, Lord, we find that peace is great and we need it. We require your peace, we have your love, and we enjoy life with you. So be with each one of us. Hear our private prayers. And may you, Lord, be glorified in all that we do, in all that we say, and in all that we are. Amen. Thank you, Jenny.
So, we're going to sing for the joys and for the sorrows, the best and worst of times, and that beautiful chorus, "For this I have Jesus, for this I have Jesus." And just to say that our backing track doesn't have the repeat of the chorus until the last one, so don't get confused. Or try not to. We'll try and lead you.
For the joys and for the sorrows, the best and worst of times, for this moment. Truth of what I am. For this I have Jesus. For this I have Jesus. For this I have Jesus. I have Jesus. Tears that flow in secret in the broken times, for the moments of elation, all the troubled mind, for all the disappointments, all the sting of old regrets.
Says the Holy One, lift up your eyes and look to the heavens, who created all these, He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God.
Amen. So we're going to sing Faithful One, so unchanging. He's our rock of peace, our rock in times of trouble.
I hold this in you.
So this morning, a word from Isaiah. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Do you know? Do you know what? Have you heard what? Well, three short points for you this morning. Number one then, do you not know what? You know, I wonder, are we truly God's servants? Are we servants of God's word? I want us to listen to verses 28 to 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Do you know a God like that? Do you believe in a God like that? You know, that is how wonderful our God is. So number one, do we know what God is like? Number two is, have we heard? Have we heard what? I wonder. Do we have any idea of how many people there are who do not know the Father, the Son, and the Spirit? And what are we doing about it? What is needed? Obviously, Isaiah knew what was needed. We need to share the love of Jesus with those who do not know him, or it may be those who've already rejected him. So how do we do it? Well, we must tell them, yes, by all means, but we must also love them. We must help people. We must serve people. We must listen to people. And that's one where we often fail, isn't it? Listening to them and perhaps explaining why they find it hard to believe in Jesus. But you know, the challenge is, we should have heard that there are many there who really, although they don't appreciate it, who need what we already have, a personal belief in Jesus. Oh, my friends, I know that we can go out in the week and talk to people, but are we doing enough? And when they look at our lives, do they see Jesus? Is Jesus living in us? Very easy to fail our Lord, because sometimes we either think too quickly or we don't even care. But you know, we've got to have other people who do not know the Lord in our hearts. And it doesn't matter what they look like. You know, there was that vicar in an Anglican church who arrived one day, sat in the pews in his congregation. He looked absolutely filthy. He didn't look like the vicar, he looked like a tramp. And no one came and sat beside him, and no one spoke to him. Eventually, they were told it was the vicar. They hadn't even got the insight of who he was, but much more important, he, as a tramp, would be important to God. They should have shared the truth or been willing to share the truth with him. So, do we live lives that reveal Jesus within what we do and say? Are we serious about reaching the people who need to know Jesus as their Saviour? So, do we know? Do we know what God is like? Have we heard about the need for spreading his love? And number three, our God does not just come and go. He lasts. He is faithful. And I trust we need to take his example. He is the creator, of course, all that we see. He does not get tired out, but he gives energy to those who do get tired and to those who trust him. To them he gives fresh strength. He remembers the young. They may feel weak at times. They may stumble. They may fall. But they are all part of God's family. So if we really believe in Jesus, then we will know the God in three. One God in three persons. Father, Son, and Spirit. At one time, well, it was published a book, The Forgotten Father. And it was at a time when many churches were concentrating only on the Spirit. We mustn't forget our God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. One God in three persons. And our God is a God of love. And as Jesus promised, we receive the Spirit. And then we will soar on wings like eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. And I want to close by reading two poems to you from, forget the lady's name now. That's right, thank you. Right, first, on the wings of prayer. Just close your eyes and open your heart and feel your worries and cares depart. Just yield yourself to the Father above and let him hold you secure in his love. For life on earth grows more involved with endless problems that can't be solved. But God only asks us to do our best. Then he will take over and finish the rest. So when you are tired, discouraged and blue, there's always one door that is open to you. And that is the door to the house of prayer. And you'll find God waiting to meet you there. And the house of prayer is no further away than the quiet spot where you may kneel and pray. For the heart is a temple where God is there, and we place ourselves in his loving care. And he answers every prayer and answers each one in accordance with his will. So when we pray in his name, thy will be done, and the burdens that seem too heavy to bear are lifted away on the wings of a prayer. And the last one, somebody cares. You know, when we feel down, we need to know that, don't we? We need to remember it. Somebody cares and always will. The world forgets, but God loves you still. You cannot go beyond his love, no matter what you're guilty of. For God forgives until the end. He is your faithful, loyal friend. And though you try to hide your face, there is no shelter in any place that can escape his watchful eye. For on the earth and in the sky, he's ever present and always there, to take you in his tender care, and bound the wounds and mends the breaks, when all the world around forsakes. Somebody cares and loves you still, and God is the one who always will. And can I also give to you a message from Jean's husband, Stuart, in Totnes Hospital. Today, he sends a message, his greeting, his best wishes to us all. And you know, for poor Stuart, great Christian, he was an elder here in the church, but he's going through a very difficult time, and we need not only to receive his greeting, but we need to be faithful in our prayer. And he thanks us that we do pray for him week by week. God bless you. Amen.
So we're going to sing Beauty for Brokenness, Hope for Despair. The chorus is God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. We pray that for each and every one of us. And we'll go straight in afterwards to Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in your suffering world, this is our prayer. For the children, justice, joy, peace, sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cures for their ills, work for the craftsmen, trade for the for the dispossessed, rights for the weak, voices to plead the cause of those you can't speak. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like
we pray, melt our cold hearts, let
Robert are going to put all